That's why when I started in the business 20 years ago, it was my goal to make the buying and selling experience exceptional. So I built a team of experts and service professionals to take the burden off you and sell your home for top dollar fast. The fall market is hot. If you're looking to buy, sell, or build, call us today at 314-276-SOLD. That's 276-7653. Or visit KathyHelbigGroup.com. Call us today and expect to be moved. Keller Williams Realty West.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This Saturday, the Breeders' Cup Championships. Thoroughbreds competing at the highest level. Hi, this is Jay Randolph. Join me and handicapper Doug Knackman at 6:30 Friday evening for an in-depth analysis of the $6 million Classic and other races on the nine-race card. Our seminar is presented by Del Mar Gardens, Taco Bell, and Fairmont Park, where you can watch and wager on the action. Insight and selections on the Breeders' Cup races here on the Big 550, 6:30 this Friday.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots.
Oh yeah, turn it up.
Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit.
Intercourse.
Oh, that was a Phil Hartman type delivery.
You didn't hear what he said? Sexual intercourse.
Sexual intercourse.
Sexual intercourse. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the November 1st edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Thompson Price is in the business of completely remodeling kitchens and bathrooms. They did our bathroom 20 years ago. I'm sorry, our kitchen 20 years ago. And a couple of years later, a bathroom, and then another bathroom, and then over time, been there 30 years. Got everything redone by Thompson Price. I'll tell you where to find them and why you should look for them right after we do this. Let's see who's on the control board. Here's a surprise. Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it's a great time to call Mark and Jason. They can go over what to do with the money in your employer plan. That's for their right. Phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Taking time out from his traveling and performing, taking a little break from the band, it's Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And boy, Rad Boy is all excited. He's got a new product he's working on. It's got a lot of pepper in it. A lot of pepper. He calls it sneeze something. I forget. Sneeze what?
Cheese.
Sneeze cheese.
Sneeze cheese. Oh.
It's full of pepper. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
It may have been funnier if it was pepper jack cheese.
Oh.
Why would that be funny? Why?
Because pepper.
Because
pepper
there would
makes
be actual
cheese. It's actual. Well, there's actual pepper jack cheese.
I stopped the music. This is awkward now.
You're saying you think it'd be that much funnier if I said, what kind of pepper jack what? He said, pepper jack cheese. You think that'd be funnier?
You said pepper.
Yeah, pepper.
That would, he's producing a new cheese that makes you sneeze, right? Mm-hmm. What was it?
Yeah.
What a wrap up. This is.
But pepper jack cheese is not really about pepper. Doesn't make you. This is a different cheese. This is pepper cheese.
What would you call pepper jack cheese? Sneeze cheese.
Rat Boy is the one that came up with it.
Yeah, he came up with it.
I don't know why you're taking offense to it.
Yeah, we're just trying to enhance it.
Yeah.
Rat Boy was called Sneeze what?
Cheese.
Sneeze cheese. All right. Edit everything out prior to that and just lay that right in there. It'll be hilarious. I promise. Let's see. Oh, yeah, look who's over there in their little outfits. Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Sneeze cheese,
right.
I like it. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Let's say you're a big cheese connoisseur. I imagine there are people, I'm not kidding, somewhere out there somebody had a special refrigerated section, like, you know, the people do wine coolers, like a sneeze room. A cheese room, only it wouldn't be like a cheese cellar. It's like a wine cellar. Rat Boy would be all over that. Thompson Price could do it. If you said, we want to redo our kitchen and we would love to have a cheese cellar, they're on it.
Oh, I'll bet you there are people that have cheese.
I'll bet there are too. I'll bet you. Now, rule of thumb, we've had a story about where that came from, rule of thumb. I don't know. I don't care. What I'm trying to tell you is that the rule of thumb for a complete kitchen remodel generally is this. If you're going to do it right, I mean high-level, best-of-everything kitchen, you're looking at 10 to 20% of the value of your home. If you're in a $200,000 home, you're going to spend $30,000, 20 to 40, to do the kitchen right. The kind of kitchen where you go, whoa, what a kitchen. So that's give you an idea of generally how the prices run. Now, people change the kitchens for different reasons. Sometimes, unfortunately, somebody is now handicapped, and they need handicapped accessory everything, bathroom, kitchen. Usually, though, a kitchen remodel is just flat out, I'm sick and tired of this kitchen. Or you buy a house and you like everything about it, but you hate the kitchen. This is where they come in. This is what they do. Not just that, if you're building a home, because when we added on to our house, I told the contractor, I said, look, you can do everything except the bathroom. To the extra, because I know who I'm bringing in for that, and we did. Thompson Price. Their showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270. On the left, as you're headed east, beautiful little shopping center. Please go in there and look around, and then remember that what you see is a tiny, tiny portion. It's not even the tip of the iceberg in terms of what can be done with your kitchen or bathroom. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's a great, quick way to get a Laclede Cab. And that is the only cab you ever want to be caught in if you're really AM and the PM. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon,
Bill.
How's it going?
It's going great. I got your email or text. I'm in an echo. It's not like I'm in a barrel again. This happens every once in a while.
It's always with his phone line.
I did get it. I haven't had a chance to look at the pictures, though. Thank you. And you can tell everybody what we're talking about if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, the date night article that I mentioned to you yesterday that we did last week when my girlfriend was in town. So
yeah, what was it, like five great places or something to go on a date?
Yeah, five great St. Louis date destinations, some fun stuff that maybe you haven't thought about if you're looking for taking a date around St. Louis. And, well, I would say visitors mostly, but people who live here and looking for something new to do, that would get you some good ideas.
All right.
And my computer is freaking out right now. Hang on a second. Hold on, everybody. Okay, I got it. I'm back.
You use a computer?
That's like a phone. What the heck?
Well, I always write everything out so I can read it. You don't think I memorize everything.
No. Here we go. No.
right. Well, about a week away from Election Day, the polls show the presidential race could be much tighter. 50% hate Trump, 50% hate Hillary, and 100% of us hate all of it.
Yeah.
About right there. One little boy came to the door for Halloween last night. This was great. He was dressed as Trump, and he had the roll down perfectly. I said, Happy Halloween, and the kid said, Wrong! Nice.
That was a great Trump impression.
Thank you. I felt bad, though, for kids last night. They had to try and portray Hillary Clinton, you know? I mean, where at the last minute are you going to find 100 people to follow you around dressed like FBI agents? I mean, that's tough.
That is tough.
That's tough. Maybe I should have turned the computer off.
No.
And finally... Well, according to a study, people with several plants around their homes often live longer. In a related story, Willie Nelson said today he's going to live forever.
It looks like he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
How old is Willie? He's 80. Close to 90, isn't he?
He's no, close. I think he's more like
low
82.
80s.
Low
yeah,
80s.
Oh,
yeah.
Low 80s. Okay.
We didn't ask Bill about if that thing was still going. I'm reluctant to say, hey, is that girl still with you? Because you never know.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he would have promoted the pictures.
Well, you got a point. No, you got a point there. He would, if that goes south, he'll shoot
I'm
out.
I'm sure we'll know.
Yeah, we'll know.
We will, too. I'm going to guess Willie's 82 or 3. I know you're looking it up. I'm going to go 82.
83.
Hey! All right. Not 90, Dan. He looks 90. But he's still got it. Yeah. Willie's still going. He's still got it. Now, Bill mentioned the political stuff. TV stations or radio stations, they love this. Every 4 years, the big election. Oh, my goodness, because it's a lot of money spent. But here's what I don't get, and I'll bet you most people didn't know this. There's a discount for commercial time for political ads. At least there always was. Does that still true?
Yeah, because I asked somebody that, and maybe you're the one that told me that. I had never heard that before. I don't understand why.
No, why in the world? These are the people with all the money.
If anything, that's a business like anything else. Yeah. Why would they get a discount? Well, it's just like the... Well, I don't want to... Never mind.
Look, I don't know it still, but I know that years ago in the radio business, I remember hearing that in the sales department.
I did too.
Discounted rate, and I guess it's still in force.
It's
Why?
Just like all the religious tax.
Somebody's out
stuff.
Raising $100 million. Are you kidding me? Give us a full blown cost of our airtime.
All those people are laughing at us from their million-dollar mansions from running tax-free religions.
Yeah, we got a discount on this from these schmucks.
No, well, I'm talking about the religious tax-free stuff. They have multi-million-dollar mansions.
Oh, my goodness.
Yet all the money, yeah. I know.
Any one of the three of us today can start a church. If you go and look at what's required and get an attorney, do a file as a church, if we wanted to do this without and sleep at night, yeah, anybody can do it. And now everything is tax free.
And I'm not talking about just all those fringe religions, but even the heavily organized giant ones.
Oh, they don't pay.
They're
tax exempt.
Yeah, and it just does not make any sense.
Joel Osteen, the people with the money—they're
in the business of raising money. That's just for all nonprofit reasons.
No. But they do not know. You're right. And everything's in the name of the church. And their employees are the church. Yeah,
walk in and there's gold everywhere and marble. And, don't get me started.
Yeah, I got to thinking about somebody said the Obamas have already picked out, and I'm pretty sure this is true, and I forgot, it's some wealthy guy's house. They want to leave whichever daughter is a junior. They want her to finish the 2 years at the same school, so they're going to move from the White House to,
somewhere around there.
Nice suburban, yeah. They're renting the house for $50,000 a month. Now, President paid that job pays, I think, $400,000 a year. But here's the thing. He already knows he's going to have more money. He and Michelle, at least I read one article that said they already have, it's not Simon & Schuster, it's the other big book company, they already have deals for advances
of $100 million apiece. Well, of course they can live wherever they want to. And you know that once you're president, speaking engagement, you're going to make a ton of money. You remember Ronald Reagan?
Oh, yeah.
Right after he got out of office, he went to Japan and made one speech for $2 million. And that was a long time ago. But I would take it. In a minute, I don't fault them for it. I just, they're never going to have to worry about money.
And then Obama has the thing, too, where he's the first black president. And they're going to, he'll use that, too, to go in different places.
Oh, he's got it made.
And he's a good speaker.
I guess any president should have it made. Yeah. He should go for it. If you watch TV commercials, and you know you do, when something's not DVR'd, you have to. I don't understand why they always depict the grandma. She's always got a straw hat on, cutting flowers. Yeah, you know, they have them like out in the garden.
What the heck
is that about? And grandpa almost is always in the garage, blowing the dust off a piece of wood. He's doing some woodworking or something. I don't think that's most retirees. Just like I don't think that this business about, you know, they'll show a senior complex commercial for retirement living. Every one of them that I've seen, even the nicest places, I watch it and I think, I will kill myself before I live there. Because it's always them playing cards, or they're in the craft room or something. Now, I don't want to go there. I don't want to live like that. You people that put that stuff together, find something else to show besides playing cards and the dining room and some old people. I hate that it's coming. It's coming soon, and I hate it. I don't like thinking about that. A couple of gun stories, because I like it when it goes this way. Charlotte, North Carolina. Three guys decide to rob a Pizza Hut at 1:40 in the morning this past Sunday morning. It didn't go very well. One of the employees at the Pizza Hut shot and killed one of the guys right on the spot.
Oh.
And that pretty much scared the other two away, and they caught them. And then this past weekend in Chicago, the deadliest weekend so far of 2016. At least 17 people killed.
Wow.
Just this past weekend in Chicago. I only bring that up because of the ridiculous statement from Mayor Rahm Emanuel in Chicago. There have already been, by the way, more than 600 homicides this year in Chicago. And Emanuel blames it partly on the gun laws that aren't strong enough. Wait a second. Mm-hmm. All of these people, all of them, they don't even abide by the laws we have now. They're felons. They shouldn't have a gun. What other law could you put in place that would work? The answer is none. Because they're not going to... I don't know. I don't know why you have to explain this to people.
There was a guy...
Those guys are never going to abide by the law. They're always going to get the guns illegally.
There was a guy, and I can't remember if it was here in St. Louis. It was either here in St. Louis or somewhere else. Two 15-year-olds came up to this guy at a gas station and tried to rob him, and then he had a concealed carry, pulled out his gun, and they started shooting at him and running, and he shot one of the kids in the leg.
Good.
And I think they got him.
Good. I love that story. And the last story is for Peon, and I know you saw this, but I'm going to share it with everybody because I didn't know it. I don't play chess. I would like to learn to play chess because I think it makes you look smart.
Oh, I know how to play.
You've said that.
Yeah.
Maybe on our trip this year we'll get a chess board.
Yeah.
We'll sit down and you can show me how to play chess. But here's the deal. If you're a female and you're in a chess match at a tournament and you're showing too much cleavage, they can disqualify you. And that makes sense. You're sitting right across from this beautiful cleavage. Peon, you couldn't win the chess match if you were across from her.
Yeah, no, I would have a tough time. But I think that's all fair in chess,
yeah,
I think.
They have a judging panel decides if a woman is appropriately dressed or too much cleavage. And if they come to the conclusion, nope, too much cleavage, you're out.
Wow.
You lose, and the other chess player wins. So, ladies, if you're playing chess, don't show that cleavage. Ladies, get in here, please.
You're playing chess. Don't play the chess.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, play chess, not chest.
Yeah.
Okay. I changed jokes. I had another joke Dan reminded me of, but since we're talking about going to jail, this one came into my head, and I got to do it because we're talking about being imprinted and peon when you're at that little part in that tourism thing. So this guy goes to prison for 9 years, and they throw him in the cell with a guy, and nighttime, it's like 7 o'clock comes, and his cellmate, great big guy, says, well, this is the time where we play husband and wife. And the new guy, who's petrified, he's nervous, he goes, no, please. I've always heard this about prison. I was hoping it wasn't true. He goes, oh, it's true, okay. Now, do you want to be the giver or do you want to be the recipient? And he says, I don't want either one. He goes, well, you don't have a choice. You're in prison now. So we'll flip. So he flips a coin. Heads, you receive. Tails, I receive. It's heads. Larry, the new guy, is on the receiving end of man-to-man lovemaking. And he's just sweating. He's so nervous. He goes, please, no. He goes, I know you're nervous. He goes, look, we're not completely without compassion here, okay? Here's the way this works. We don't want the guards to know what's going on. We don't want the guards to know we're doing man love. So the way it works with the new guy, if you don't like it, after a few seconds, then make an animal sound. See, that way the guards don't get tipped off. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, well, you know, like a cow, moo. That way I know you don't like it, I'll stop making man love to you. He said, and if you do like it, and Larry says, I don't think that. He says, if you do like it, you sing a song. Animal sound, if you don't like it, I'll back off. Sing if you do. Now, assume the position. And so Larry, the new guy, does, and his cellmate proceeds to, you know, make man love to it. And 5 seconds into it, Larry goes, moo, 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 moon river.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Oh, God, don't do that. If you're traveling on westbound Highway 370 just before Truman, there's some debris in the roadway that's got the right lane blocked and traffic. Pretty good little backup behind that. We've got an accident reported on westbound Highway 30 at Little Brennan, and EMS responding for a motorist sick case on the ramp from northbound 55 to Highway M. You've got southbound 55 drivers that are slowing now from 4500 South Broadway, and that goes down to about Weber Road when things finally open up, and that's due to an earlier accident. Eastbound Highway 270, that's jamming up from 370 around the bend through Washington Elizabeth. We have southbound 270, some stop-and-go traffic now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound Highway 364, we're heavy now from the Maryland Heights Expressway up through Highway 94. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. This Thursday, come into Subway and buy any sub and drink and get a free sub. Plus, Subway will donate a meal to Feeding America for each sub purchase. So celebrate National Sandwich Day this Thursday, November 3rd at Subway. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hello.
The Big 550.
Hi.
KTRS.
For too long, Missouri's economy has been stacked against small business and the middle class. This is Attorney General Chris Koster. As governor, I'll work with Republicans and Democrats to change that. Step one, eliminate job-killing regulations and red tape to help small businesses create jobs. Step two, end tax giveaways and loopholes so we have the money to fix roads and fund public schools. Above all, our government must live within its means. As Attorney General, I operated my office under budget every year. As governor, I'll bring that fiscal discipline to the rest of government. My opponent, Eric Greitens, says he wants to blow government up, but has no experience and no solutions to put it back together. This is Chris Koster. The time has come to put politics aside and build an economy that works for all Missourians.
Koster for governor. Paid for by Koster for Missouri, Gary Mallory, treasurer.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone butt call. 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service to help folks maximize their Medicare benefits and save money.
The enrollment period for Medicare has already started. What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare service is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-398-7571. That's 800-398-7571. 800-398-7571.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight Kay is bringing common sense back to state government. Kay sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
The Sheldon presents Grammy-winning singer and songwriter Mark Cohn Friday, November the 18th at 8 p.m. Grammy-winning singer and songwriter Mark Cohn, along with an all-star band, celebrates the 25th anniversary of his landmark self-titled release, Walking in Memphis. Don't miss Mark Cohn, November the 18th at The Sheldon. Call MetroTix at 314-534-1111 or visit thesheldon.org.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving
investing accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Bottle of wine, bottle of wine. I think I know who that song is introducing. It's a guy named Mike Evans in Southern California. And he's brought to you by as good a restaurant as I think you'll ever eat in, Annie Gunn's. And right next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And they sell thousands of gift cards all year. But as you can imagine, this time of year, they do a big gift card business. And who wouldn't want a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse? And now, from the Coachella Valley, Mike Evans. What is that Coachella? Is that an Indian tribe or something?
I think it's the name for, I think it's Valley. It's a tribe, actually.
So it's Valley Valley?
Oh, way to go. Way to go.
What the hell are you talking about?
Now look what you did. Now you got it. Now he's got an attitude.
You said Coachella means Valley.
Oh, my goodness. You said Coachella
about?
Meant Valley, so they said, and then if you're in the Coachella Valley, you're in the Valley Valley. Valley. That's what they said. Please, Mike, please don't leave us. Please don't hang up on us, please. They didn't mean it.
Oh, man, I snorted.
All right. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the hottie who was her high school homecoming queen. Paris Jackson, Paris Hilton, Dakota Fanning, Mary Kate Olsen. Answer in just a minute. What started off as a fairly civil divorce is getting fugly.
This has to be Brad and Angelina.
Angelina Jolie had private meetings against Brad with the FBI, then stories of Brad abusing his son Maddox, rumors about is it true Brad and Angelina having drug and infested threesomes, Brad hanging out with John Boyd, who is absolutely hates his daughter, Angelina Jolie, and other liquidating all their properties. It doesn't seem like it's ending real soon.
And this is the couple that just mere weeks ago, you'd get shots of them walking through the airport all holding little kids' hands like they're just such a grounded couple. Wow, what a phony life that all is.
Yep. Despite the queen grandma and fellow prince brother Philip being against it, appears that Prince Harry is going to marry his hot actress girlfriend Meghan Markle, who's made some kind of racy films in the past.
Here you go, Harry. Yeah.
Honest love nugget I think I've ever heard of. You got that Mariah Carey, who says that over the last 9 months that she's been engaged to her fiancé, ex-boyfriend, now billionaire James Packer, over those 9 months, they never had sex. He bought her a $10 million ring, and now she wants $50 million because of the time she spent with him dating, even though no hanky-panky or nothing, but she wants $50 million.
Did she said they never had sex?
Yes.
I don't get how she deserves $50 million.
I don't care if you have sex with her 20 times a day, it wouldn't be worth $50 million.
Well, not so fast. You've never had sex with her. Yeah. You don't know what it's worth.
And all I know is I take that problem to hand right after I'm through. I don't care what happened.
Wow, nice attitude.
What in the world?
Come on now, you know what Daddy's talking about.
Keep it moving.
Huge story, Whitney Houston's family seeking legal advice and help regarding exhuming her body. They think they can prove murder.
Oh, my goodness.
The lawyers are telling her to let it go. Odds and ends, Daniel Lynn Burkhead, daughter of Anna Nicole Smith. Maybe only 10 years old, but she's already more beautiful than her mom ever was.
Well, her mom was a knockout, I'm
her
telling you.
Her dad says that he's letting her do a few things now, but when she's 13, if she wants to follow a modeling career, he'll allow it. He's been a great dad. I mean, you know, of a single father, parent, and she's straight A's in school. She's just a great little kid.
What was that Anna Nicole in where she was so
smoking?
No. She was so smoking hot. Was it one of the Naked Gun movies? Wasn't she in one of those?
She was in something. I don't know.
See, I'm telling you, that's where I first saw her. I think it was one of those Naked Gun movies.
I know Priscilla Presley was in Naked Gun, right?
Oh my goodness, she was. You're right. I think Anna Nicole was. Not sure. We'll have our research team look into it.
TV heads up, if you like Downton Abbey, you're gonna love Netflix new big budget $100 million show called The Crown. The series makes the royal family look regular folks, almost a little sympathetic. 10 episodes to be released November 4th on Netflix. Oh, I got to send a shout out to the Gabinator, Gabby. She's sweet. She's wonderful. She's the best. Listen to the show online in Redondo Beach, California.
No.
Hi. Say hi to the Gabinator.
Thank you, Gabinator. Appreciate it.
Dayton history. Holy la hala, holy la hala, holy la hala.
What? Hawaii?
It sounded Hawaiian.
It was. That's a happy birthday song in Hawaiian.
Oh. I think we all recognize that.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. Lyle Lovett and Larry Flint are having birthdays today. How's that for a couple to draw to?
Ew. Let me tell you something. If Lyle Lovett can become a star and get any woman, then any man has a chance. It's hard. He's hideously ugly. Yeah, he's so ugly. And when that Julia Roberts thing, that marriage that was, 15 minutes? Nobody could figure that out.
Bizarre.
Kenny Chesney, what's her name, Flatface, Zellweger. They were married for 10 minutes, and nobody knows what happened there either.
What do you mean, Flatface?
Renee Zellweger. She looked like she walked into a truck or something.
No.
Somebody just crop dusted her. Yeah.
She smelled something and then a truck hit her face.
Anna Nicole Smith was in Naked Gun 33 and a third.
Told you.
The final insult.
Oh. I knew it. And looked great.
She was one of the best.
I said
Playboy.
Finally.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
The Playboy spreads.
Oh, I agree.
I know all about Playboy. Don't talk about that.
We know you dated. Yeah, you dated a playmate.
You know, dated, engaged. You know.
So you say.
Year and a half.
So you say.
Year and a half. My name's in Playboy with her picture. Come on. Don't embarrass yourself.
Well, we did see that.
Who is the hottie who was her high school homecoming queen? Paris Jackson, Paris Hilton, Dakota Fanning, Mary Kate Olsen.
Wow. Dakota Fanning.
That's what I'm going to say.
I'm going to say Paris Hilton.
Answer is Dakota Fanning.
Oh, man.
Now, you know, somewhere out there
somebody
is somebody who just discovered this station 2 minutes ago. They tune it on, and they hear that, and now they're thinking, was that a grown man? Or what was that?
We don't know.
We don't even know. And we're here every day.
What does Coachella mean, Valley?
Valley.
Look, he's drinking. Okay. But you were right.
You're in the Coachella Valley, Mike. What does Coachella stand for? I think it stands for Valley.
Well, you'd have been right. That would mean it would be Valley, which of course it's not, which again means you know what he's talking about. But that he drinks, he thinks he knows stuff. He's Mike Evans. And he was brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, east of all the other stuff at Chesterfield Valley. Yeah, what does Coachella stand for? It stands for Valley.
Valley.
Okay. This is an email I just received while the show has been on. Check this out. Dear Frank, I just wanted to let you know I was on my way to work this morning, and a car turned in front of me. With no time to stop, I hit a Chevy Sonic in the passenger doors with my Tahoe. Their car was obviously worse off. Physics. I called my insurance company. They suggested a body shop nearby, and I said, no. Well, other recommendation. And then they said, well, Schaefer. And he said, perfect. That's where I wanted to go. So I did. He says, they're so friendly and nice. I'm still waiting to hear if they can repair it or if it's totaled. And if it's totaled, I will then become a repeat customer at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I love this guy.
Wow.
He's got two advertisers in here. One email. He said, either way, I agree with the positive things you said about Schaefer. I took it to the Dunn Road location in Hazelwood. I will let you know as soon as I hear from them. Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate it. We appreciate you patronizing the advertisers that make this show possible. And Schaefer has been one of those for at least 16 years, 16, 17, maybe 18 years. When they came on board, there were, I believe, two Schaefer auto body locations. There are now 10. Yes, the power of the Big 550. That's what we can do for advertisers. But the advertisers then have to be willing to back up the claims they make. And boy, Schaefer does. This place is very impressive. You have an accident, you call the police, call your insurance company, and you call Schaefer, because this is where you want it to go, with a C, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You can find the locations, phone numbers, and all that at SchaeferAutobody.com.
Meet me.
All right, it's time for our final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, things are starting to wind down most of the areas. We still have some heavy traffic on westbound 40 from Compton out through McCausland. Eastbound 40 drivers slowing from Lindbergh into Big Bend. Southbound 170, it's pretty heavy still from Old Bonham, Delmar area, all the way down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, just one stop and go pocket now between Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270, though, that's still jammed up from 370 around the bend through New Florissant. On eastbound 40 downtown, you're running heavy from about Union Station to the Poplar, and westbound 44, we're heavy now from Shrewsbury through Elm. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Advance Auto Parts presents Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Wednesday morning on the McGraw Show. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, Jay Kanzler on the St. Louis International Film Festival, Feast Magazine senior editor Liz Miller, and Andy Strickland on Blues Hockey. That's all starting at 6 a.m. Wednesday morning on the Big 550, KTRS.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold.
Can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on KTRS. After you visit the voting booth, keep it on the Big 550.
I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News Director, along with reporters Jessica Machetta and Jill Enders. We'll have election night coverage. We'll also be joined by local political analysts Tyler Holman and Braxton Payne. And then for national races, we'll be checking in with ABC News.
The 2016 election results are right here on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Half-price Wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Valid at participating locations for a limited time.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis,
live and local.
Depend on it.
Well, tomorrow we hope Dr. Doug will join us. We haven't seen him, talked to him for about a month. We'll find out. Thank a cop when you get a chance. Have a great month, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is. Evening.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, dear. Bye, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A 73-year-old man shoots and kills two suspects who police say were trying to steal his truck. Was the older gentleman in the right or the wrong?
Game 6 of the World Series is just an hour away. How fans in Wrigleyville are dealing with tonight's win-or-go-home game.
A higher minimum wage for a St. Louis health system, the new rate, and the hundreds of employees who will benefit.
Helping the family of a fallen St. Louis County police officer. It's a dine-out event. Raising money. We'll tell you how many restaurants are participating.
Fox 2 News starts now with breaking news.
And our breaking news tonight, a developing story, Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox live over South St. Louis, where police say that a homeowner